Realty. Arty Farty.
Good afternoon, Farty listeners, once again, and welcome to this show. Today, we have so much planned for you, so I might get stuck straight into it. I hope you've been having a lovely day. Today, I have a special guest with me again. His name is Daniel Hawkins, who is, funnily enough, also my brother, my elder brother. So Daniel's speaking to us today about a band that he is in called the Toot Toot Toots. As we spoke about last week, art is really interpreted depending on what you make of it, I guess. And today, we're going to be talking about his band and his music and the way that they produce the music and also how they present their songs in concert. So, Daniel, welcome to the show, Arty Farty.
Hi. How you doing?
Now, you are one of the lead singers within the band, is that right?
That's correct.
And what type of music does the Toot Toot Toots produce?
Currently, it's a mixture of country music and spaghetti western, with a bit of a spaghetti western influence from the old spaghetti western films.
So for those out there that are not familiar with spaghetti western, what type of sounds would that be?
Quite sparse, distorted guitars with kind of rollicking drums and some horns, lots of horns.
Yeah, so I've been able to see you in shows quite often, which is a really great experience to be there. You have lots of different band members. Can you explain to us the different types of instruments and the people that are within the band?
Sure. Well, it does vary a little bit. We have five core members in the band, and the five core members are myself, and I sing and play rhythm guitar, and then we have a lead guitarist called Matt Berry. And then we also have a bass guitarist and a drummer, and that's where we have, I guess, the standard foundation of the band. And then we also have Giuliano Furler, who plays trombone, and he also plays percussion out the front. And then we also have a trumpet player who doesn't play with us all the time. He tends to mostly when we play in Melbourne, when we take our show on the road interstate or internationally. We only travel with the five, but when we're in Melbourne, we tend to have a lot more people on stage just because logistically, it's easier. I mean, well, logistically, we can. Logistically, we can't if we're travelling. So we have a trumpet player. We also have a violin player, a mandolin player. And we have three go-go dancers on stage, but mostly only when we play in Melbourne or around Victoria. We have such an excessive entourage.
Yeah, it's really great. I was actually able to see Daniel perform in the Spiegel tent. Was it this year or last year?
This year.
This year. And it was a real spectacle seeing all the different people on stage, and then also seeing his recent performance, the launch of your new album at the Workers Club in Fitzroy, which they had the go-go dancing girls there as well. Tell us about, this is where I guess the art side of things come into it. Also, you had a special guest at your album launch as well. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. Last month we did a couple of shows where we played our new album from start to finish, and we had a actor on stage who narrated in between the songs. And I should probably just go back first and say that the albums that the Toot Toot Toots produce are all concept albums, so there's one narrative that flow throughout the entire album. So we establish the characters at the start of the album and the characters stay there throughout the entire album. So it's kind of is a mix between, a rock and roll album and musical theatre in a way, without, the melodramatic conventions that you'd associate with music theatre. But yeah, with the story arc in there. And it is all music. We don't have any dialogue in between in the albums, but in the live show we decided we'd get an actor to fill in the links between each song so that we could put it as one cohesive piece and people may be able to digest the story a little bit better.
Now, we're going to play one of your songs off your new album very shortly, and then when we come back, I'd actually like to hear a bit more about what made you interested in doing this type of theatrical performance as opposed to just standing on stage and singing songs. So if you could just tell us what the new album's called and suggest a song that you'd like us to play, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, the new album's called Outlaws, and this song is called Fool's Gold, which is one of the singles off the track, and it's kind of takes a bit of influence, not so much from the Spaghetti Wet, well, partly from the Spaghetti Western, but it's also got a bit of a doo-wop, old-timey barbershop kind of feel to it as well.
All right, great. So we'll play that one for you now. This is Fool's Gold by the Toot Toot Toots.
On the cold hard ground, I was a poor man, I was a poor man. Dug a hole to try and dig me out, I was a poor man, I was a poor man. But sure as the tide changes, valleys rise and mountains sink. This swamp has grown a giant, larger than I dare to think. Now I will melt the earth and pluck the stars along my way. I'll hail the first Kamari gang. I was sleeping on the cold hard ground. Dig me out, I was a poor man, I was a poor man. But now the sun has come and left my stream a sorrow dry. I'm gonna build a house 100,000 stories high. All the world of finest silks with rubies, gold and ivory. All hail the basketball gang.
Was Fool's Gold by the Toot Toot Toots, and I have with me here now one of the singers of the band, Daniel Hawkins, who also happens to be my brother. Now, before we played the song, Daniel was just telling us a little bit about how the shows that he performs are actually quite theatrical and involve go-go dancing girls as well, and also an actor in the last show that he did. So what actually made you want to get into this type of performance?
I think it comes naturally to myself and a couple of the other band members because we went to uni together studying performing arts, so studying acting. I've never studied music. Music's was just a hobby that turned into something a little bit more. So, yeah, I think the natural tendency to go towards something that was a bit more theatrical just happened with our background. And I don't know, personally, when I go to a show, I want to be entertained. Because a lot of the time, when you go to a rock and roll show, you don't want to see someone who is self-indulgent or someone who is overly... that's what I'm looking for. Self-conscious. We try and make our audience, make our shows as exciting and unique for the audience as possible, so that when you come to our show, you're kind of getting a full-on music and theatrical assault I suppose.
Mm. So just going back to when you were saying you actually went to university with some of the band members, how long have you actually known each other, and how did you actually come to form the same and have similar ideas with the whole concept of the albums that you've been producing?
Well, I went to uni with Giuliano, the other singer in the band, and so I've known him for about 5 years. And the other band members, I've kind of met through friends of friends. It was kind of I didn't know all of them for very long before the band started. Actually, there's only Steve Gavin, the bass player. I've been friends with him for a while as well. But the other two were kind of friends with Steve and friends with Jules, and came along because they played instruments that we thought would go well with the band. So what was the other question?
And who was there one main person, I guess, who suggested the whole concept, and who actually comes up with the concept, and do you write it as a one big group, or who actually writes the lyrics to the songs?
Okay, well, Giuliano and I write the lyrics to the songs, and the new concept idea, it normally stems from something. Like, I wanted to do a Gold Rush albums, and that's where the idea stemmed from, and then Jules and I, we just kind of... What we normally do is we write the music first, and then once the music's written, we kind of decide who's going to sing which song. And then once we've done that, we decide what's going to... We kind of give a really brief type of story arc of what's going to happen in each song. And then once we have that in place, then we can fill it out with, exactly what's happening in each song. And there's, obviously there's going to be a lot of communication. We always are emailing each other the lyrics so that we can tie all in together perfectly, because obviously it has to, in order to make sense as one narrative. So, yeah, I mean, it normally starts as off with one idea, but then by the time that it is finished, is the finished product, it's not one person's idea. It's kind of been chopped and changed and influenced by multiple people in and outside of the band. And so it's, yeah, I think everyone in the band really owns it equally.
Yeah. And also, you recently brought out a professionally filmed film clip to go along with one of your songs. Which one was that?
That was for the previous song that we just listened to, called Fool's Gold, which we filmed in Castlemaine, just out in a farm type area. Well, I guess not a farm, but just a big plot of land. It was great. It was directed by May Tussler, one of the Go Go dancers who dances with us, and she's also works as a director. So it was it worked out great. She did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's really quirky. Where would you suggest people go if they want to actually view the film clip? Because I believe it was actually, it's also been playing on Rage, is that correct?
Yeah. Rage have been playing on their graveyard slot, so if you want to stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning, you might be able to catch it. But if you want to watch it in the convenience of, if you want to watch it and be able to get up to work and without feeling too drowsy the next day, I suppose you can go to YouTube. Or if you just go to the toottoottoots.com, it's got links to all of those things.
All right, great. So we're going to listen to another song now. This one's called Lily of Sharon. And is there anything you want to give us a heads up about this song, where it fits in with the album?
Yeah, this is the second track of the album, and it introduces the main character, Eli Rain, who's an immigrant to Australia who's trying to find his fortune in the gold fields. Giuliano sings this song. It's kind of introducing the character, introducing his daughter, and introducing the unsavoury characters that he may be meeting when he arrives in Australia.
Yeah, so just to let you know as well, and perhaps give a bit of a warning, if you are interested in downloading and on iTunes the full album, it's quite violent, would you say?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you think about it, the story is a spaghetti western, follows the spaghetti western convention. So there's a lot of bloodshed in there. So yeah, it is quite gruesome in some parts.
Yeah, and a bit of naughty language as well. So just be aware of that. The songs that we're playing today, however, are fine, family listening type songs. But if you are going to listen to the whole album, just be wary of that. So this one is Lily of Sharon. So we're back now, and I'm talking with Daniel Hawkins, one of the singers from the Toot Toot Toots, and he's just given us a bit of a background into the creation of the album and the types of the people that are involved in the making of the whole production and how it comes about in the performance. Within the concert, so it sounds quite different to the music that I'm used to listening to. Would you say that this type of music is common around Melbourne, or perhaps it's just something that is a niche market that a lot of people wouldn't be aware of?
I think it is definitely niche, I think it's growing, and I think there's definitely. It's doing quite well in Melbourne at the moment. There's quite a few other bands around that we might fit in well with on the bill, and friends of ours that are doing similar things that are getting pretty good results in what they're doing. I mean, if you take a look at Graveyard Train, they're a band that we play with quite a lot, and now they're selling out, selling thousands of tickets to their shows nationwide and even in America, which is great. And I think Melbourne... The Melbourne music scene, on the whole, is amazing. You know, the standard is amazingly high, and we're really spoilt for choice in Melbourne. There's so many venues, even in comparison to other Australian cities. There's so many venues and so many bands that are just of such a really high standard. So I'd recommend getting in amongst it.
Yeah, so you've also told me that you're actually playing at the Meredith Music Festival later this year. So what type of music can you expect if you go there? Is it similar bands to your, like the Toot Toot Toots? Or for those people that haven't heard of Meredith before, what types of music would you have to like to actually want to attend one of these festivals?
I think the beauty of Meredith is that it is very eclectic. So there are many different genres. So there's probably something that would appeal to most tastes there. During the daytime hours at Meredith, this is primarily looking at, a lot of rock and roll bands. There'll be a few soul bands. This year Primal Scream are playing from Scotland, and they're kind of like a psychedelic rock / house type of band. In the past, last year they had Nick Cave there, and then at night time they've even got some more dancey music, and it kind of turns into a bit of a dance party. I think the great thing about Meredith is that they have really quality acts internationally and national acts, and they don't necessarily, a lot of the acts that they choose might seem quite obscure there, but I think the whole point is that you come to the festival and you might see a whole lot of new acts that you never heard, and then you leave with a lot of new music to explore when you get home. So that's one of the great things about Meredith. The other thing that's really great about Meredith is that there's only one stage, so you don't it's quite a relaxed atmosphere, and you're not racing around, you know, between multiple stages and worrying about missing out on a certain artist. So it's quite relaxed, and it's got a fantastic atmosphere. I reckon it's definitely the best festival we got going in Australia at the moment.
And would you say that there's a certain type of person that generally attends the festival, or there's an age limit for the people that are listening out there and thinking they might be interested, but perhaps festivals are usually for young people? What would you say?
No, I reckon for Meredith, it's the age is definitely it's for young and old, really. I mean, I don't think there'd be many underage people there, but I think they're welcome. But I guess between 18 to, you know, as old as you can get. It is one of those festivals that it's not, you know, as rowdy and full on as some of the other festivals. I don't know, it's just a bit more of a relaxed atmosphere. So I don't think that there's much of an age limit on there. I think anyone can feel comfortable.
Yep, so perhaps a bit of an arty-farty crowd. Hey. So now we're just going to listen to another song. What's this one called, Dan?
This one's called Every Sinner, and this is the second last song off new album Outlaws.
And can you just give us a little bit of information about that one?
Yeah, sure. It's this is a track in which the main character is in prison, and he is awaiting his fate.
So we've jumped quite a few songs here. So if anyone is enjoying the music that we're playing today, definitely go out and purchase the actual album so that you can listen to it straight through, because it's a really great story and it makes so much more sense when you're listening to one after the other. It's a bit of a shame that we're going through and snipping some out today, just so that you get a taste for it. So definitely go onto iTunes, or can they listen to any samples anywhere on the web?
Yeah. If you go to the toots.com, there's plenty of things on there, and you can pick up. I should say some of the guys in the band went to quite a bit of effort with the packaging of the album as well. So there's some pretty nice kind of photo and postcards that come in with it in a cardboard package, and you can pick any of those up at any JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah, cool. So that's also another aspect, I guess, of that kind of creative art sense. Definitely me and my art background, having a look at the way that the packaging has been produced, it's extremely appealing, the visuals on the front and just the type of effect that it has, and the way that it goes with the story that's actually being told within the soundtrack. And I find that that's the same with all of your albums, consistently really nicely packaged and interesting visuals on the front cover. So definitely check it out if you're enjoying the music. So this one is Every Sinner by the Toot Toot Toots.
We'll be right back. I will haunt every sinner. I will haunt you.